from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Portland Trail Blazers are about to do...
There's really good stuff.
Coming up in March, the Portland Trail Blazers will honor the legend Bill Walton.
Big Red himself.
Big Red.
There's going to be, I think, multiple instances this year where they're going to do something. I've seen a lot of people like, why haven't the Blazers had anything to say? It's like, well, they've got to get everything locked in, guys. It's not a matter of not wanting to do something or not recognizing. Like, Bill and the Blazers have long since made up, and the relationship was really good before Bill passed.
Yep.
But they're going to have a remembrance night for him March 9th against the Detroit Pistons.
Why would they wait so long?
Yeah, well, because Luke Walton, son of Bill Walton, who is named for Maurice Lucas, former Portland Trailblazer, is on the coaching staff with the Detroit Pistons.
Oh.
So he will be in town for that night.
Well, that might be some wishful thinking, though, because we know Detroit, they may just fire their coach by then, too.
Yeah, they've already done that. You know, they figured that part of it out.
Teams never do that.
No. I would be surprised if they did that after just hiring a new coach, but you never know. this is part of the events calendar that the Blazers are rolling out, and this one's going to be, I think, a big deal.
I think that's awesome that they are... And as you said, they will have other ways to memorialize and remember Bill Walton. But March 9th, to have Bill Walton night when his son is in town with the Pistons, I think that is, it's fantastic to have that with his son in the arena. That's a nice touch. And look, if let's not kid ourselves here. Blazers know that March 9th, when Detroit comes to town, not a lot of people are going to be interested in that game. But add Bill Walton night to it.
Part of the great suck-off. Like, that part of the schedule, that's part of the great suck-off. Like, that's when the sucking really matters.
That matchup ain't burning anyone's britches there. So what they will do is remember Bill Walton on March 9th. And, again, really cool touch. And first place I saw it was you this morning.
There you go.
And the Blazers sent out a little press release.
Indeed.
Celebration.
They've all kinds Bill of they have all kinds of nights coming up that they've released out for all of the months. And
October 27th, you have Celebration of Hispanic and Latinx Heritage.
Ooh. They usually bring in some vendors for that, too. Like food.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like, oh, what do we got up here?
I love that.
I love when they do like the cultural nights and they bring in the food vendors. Mm. I'm always very, very into that.
You got Get Out the Vote night, November 1st.
Yeah, that won't be a busy night at all.
No. Native American Heritage Celebration will be November 10th. Mm-hmm. Military Appreciation Night, November 12th. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, right after Veterans Day. I see what they did there. Pride Celebration presented by Jamba on December 6th.
Jamba presents so much for them now.
They do. Celebration of Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage on January 11th. Black History Celebration presented by Ticketmaster on February 1st against the Suns. And then HBCU to the Pros game on February 22nd against Charlotte.
That's a cool one.
That is a cool one.
Hopefully they do the...
Women's History presented by Coke on March 16th.
The marching band again.
Yeah.
They brought in one of the HBCUs.
Those bands are so badass.
Was it Florida A&M?
Florida A&M, Grambling State.
I think it was A&M that they brought
really
in.
Really good ones. Southern
like
has an awesome one.
150 of them. And I literally sat in the stands pregame, 3 hours before tip-off. Just, it was me and a couple of the Blazers content people just watching them smiling. It was just like, oh, this is going to be fun.
That's
and it
awesome.
Was the reaction from the crowd was very predictable. You know, very white Portland, not used to seeing that much energy. I think, is the first
that much energy.
The first song, they were kind of like, okay, this is cool. And then by the second song, they were into it. But like, they just didn't know what to do with it at first.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, they'll get it. And then I think at the end, they got a standing ovation. So,
well, there we go.
Yeah.
All right. There's your celebration and theme nights for the Blazers. For 2024.
Get them on your calendars.
Get them on your calendar. I'm really looking forward to March 9th.
I have a reeling suspicion they're going to do some cool stuff for Bill Walton Night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.